Today, I want to share with you a two-step process to increase your gut health and your microbiome using plant-based foods. And most of the sources I've seen will really only look at one of the steps, but this is going to be based on some of the research done by Stanford on the microbiome, as well as some of the information I've gained over the years. So hopefully I can bring you a really quick and comprehensive guide to the microbiome and what seems to be best for it. So just for a basic understanding, your microbiome is just billions and billions of these bacteria that live inside of our gut and inside of our body that essentially make up a lot of our digestion and also kind of predict our health in a lot of ways and kind of steer our health in certain directions. And some of the bacteria are either classified as either good bacteria or bad bacteria. So first we'll talk about how to increase the good bacteria while minimizing the bad bacteria. So essentially, the bacteria in your microbiome actually feed and eat the food that you take into your body, and they help with your digestion. And in this process, whichever bacteria that you feed will actually start to grow in number. So the first step is to eliminate these bad bacteria by minimizing or eliminating the foods that feed the bad bacteria. And this is the animal-based foods like meat, dairy, and eggs, as well as processed sugar and highly processed foods. So essentially, if you're eating a whole food plant-based diet, you're going to be on the right path of eliminating the foods that are going to cause harm to the microbiome. So as an example of what's happening, if you take meat, dairy, or eggs, they found that these foods can fuel the bad bacteria, which is able to convert choline and carnitine from the foods we eat into something called TMA, which can oxidize into TMAO, which can kind of disrupt the heart health and cause heart problems, heart disease, and can also greatly increase cancer rates. And they found that when they look at groups of vegetarians and vegans, they have a greatly reduced ability in their body to convert these choline and carnitine into the TMA and TMAO. So they don't have these bad bacteria that will convert it into the cancer-causing TMAO. But how do we increase the good bacteria? So the good bacteria is actually fed by fiber. And as you may know, fiber comes solely from plant-based foods. So as we increase our plant-based foods and we eat a plant-based diet, we're naturally going to get more and more fiber into our diet. And I'll leave a link to my episode on fiber if you want to learn more about that. Most people are actually deficient in fiber, so it's important to up your fiber intake, and that's what a plant-based diet helps with. So this fiber is going to basically feed the good bacteria, and what happens is whichever bacteria is being fed will grow in number, and the bacteria that is not being fed will decrease or diminish. So if you're feeding the good bacteria using the fiber from plant-based foods, then that bacteria will grow in number. And that's the first step of having a healthy microbiome in your gut. And then Stanford found that the next step to better gut health was to increase the diversity of your microbiome and the different types of bacteria that are found. And you can't do this with just probiotics, because they tested a probiotic and it had no effect. This is going to come from the different types of plant-based foods that you eat. So you want to try to eat a variety of different plant-based foods, Sometimes they will use the expression eat the rainbow. You want to try to eat as many colors and types of plant-based foods that you can. And then a second thing you can do is to eat fermented foods. And fermented foods usually introduce new bacteria. And these fermented foods are things like kombucha, kimchi, sauerkraut, miso, just to name a few. And so you want to include those foods also in your diet. And all of that is going to help to diversify your microbiome. All right. Hopefully this was useful for you. I tried to make this as quick as possible with the most amount of information, and I'll leave links in the description as well. So have a great day and a healthy microbiome.